This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It used to be that if you wanted handmade dream catcher earrings or really any kind of mason jar related product, there was basically one place to go, Etsy. It launched with 4 employees in 2005. It is now a $1.5 billion publicly traded company. However, everything is not so cozy in craftland. Etsy announced today it's laying off 15% of its staff, the second round of cuts at the company this year. Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth explains what happened.
Etsy started with a simple idea: connect people who make handmade goods with customers around the world. They had massive early success and became synonymous with a certain Brooklyn-y brand of crafty knickknacks. But in the lead-up to its IPO a few years ago, Etsy changed direction.
Etsy did well when it just stuck to its knitting, pun intended, and started losing when it tried to do other things.
Gil Loria is director of research at the investment firm D.A. Davidson. He says the big change came when Etsy removed its requirement that all goods sold on the platform had to be handmade. This gave big manufacturers access to Etsy's loyal customers, and the smaller artisan creators couldn't compete on price.
Allowing manufactured goods onto Etsy ruined it for the craftspeople that built Etsy with their own hands.
When Etsy started listing $10 bracelets from Chinese factories next to $100 bracelets handmade by Kelly in Wisconsin, it became a different company. It put Etsy in the same business as eBay, Amazon, and Alibaba, and there's no beating them. The current layoffs are an effort to turn things around and appease new activist shareholders. Venture capitalist Charlie O'Donnell was one of Etsy's first investors 12 years ago. He says the public financing changed the company.
You're kind of dealing with a different set of owners now. You're dealing with public owners that are watching their bottom line.
Watching that bottom line got the CEO ousted in May. Now investors want the new leader to bring the company back to its DIY, artisanal, profitable roots. In New York, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.